top of mind. Strategy's flywheel has definitively reversed. 840,047 BTC held unchanged. 334 Metalish raised via MSTR stock sales last week, with proceeds funding STRC dividends, preferred buybacks, and a 4.8B cash reserve, not BTC. Bloomberg reports 230 million in BTC sold over 5 weeks. With ETF flows negative for the year and Tether unlikely to pivot from gold to BTC at scale, the market's dominant marginal buyer is absent. Crypto quant CEO Kai Young Ju says the stars haven't aligned for a bull run. VanEck sees 8 of 12 capitulation signals flashing, but warns 90-day forward returns near these signal levels are below baseline. Sept 1 and 15, Clarity Act cloture vote is the nearest term binary catalyst. Market structure. BTC at 64K, down odd 50% from October's $126,080 yield as ATH, trading in a $57,700 to $67,300 range since June. Weekly close below the 200-week SMA and 64,116 copies, August 2022 price action. Short-term holder cost basis sits at $68,700, capping recoveries, 8.93% of supply concentrated between 62K and 65K. ETF flows, 189 metals net inflows. Tuesday, 487 met over 2 days, lifting August to 951 merma, but prior week saw 267 meandos outflows and Q2 bled 4.9B total. Morgan Stanley added 3M IBIT shares in Q2, plus 23% to 16.5 meds. JP Morgan raised IBIT, 25%. Tudor Investment reversed a year of selling, adding I109K IBIT shares. Jane Street holds 999 minimas in Bitcoin ETFs. Derivatives. Monday's move to 64,550 was a short squeeze on crowded Binance Arch Bybit shorts per crypto quant, characterized as a low-volume liquidity trap. Funding rates hit 20-month highs of 0.022% on OLG, 14 before resetting. Binance OI reached 8.15 BC with futures volume 88x spot, 61k flagged as long liquidation flashpoint. On-chain, Wales added $43,000 BTC over 60 days. Long-term holder share dipped below 60% for first time in months as 356,000 BTC rotated out of the 1 to 3 year cohort. VanEck, 30-day realized vol at 27.2% annualized, spot volume in 10th percentile historically. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act Sept 15 cloture vote requires 60 Senate votes. Galaxy Digital cuts passage odds to 10% from 75% in May. Sticking points, stablecoin yield definition, also Brooks Tillis compromise reportedly unraveling. Trump ethics language. White House advisor Patrick Witt calls himself optimistic. Senate banking chair Tim Scott says stablecoin fight not settled. SEC proposed regulation crypto assets. Tuesday startup exemption up to $5 million over 4 years. Fundraising exemption up to 75 yuan a year with disclosures. Conditional safe harbor allowing tokens to exit investment contract status. Proposal follows last Friday's abrupt meeting cancellation. Sources cite SIFMA, legal challenge threat, and White House pressure not to undercut Clarity Act talks. World Liberty Financial received preliminary OCC conditional approval for a national trust bank charter, World Liberty Trust, enabling it to issue, redeem, and custody its USD1 stablecoin, 4B market cap. Conflicts of interest criticism from Senra and Warren, White House denies impropriety. Treasury proposed Genius Act implementing rules. Stablecoin issuers need federal state license by Jan. 2027, platforms barred from selling unlicensed stablecoins to U.S. customers from July 2028. Public comment due October 19. Citi confirmed Bitcoin custody launching later this year under Custody Plus platform for institutional clients, network and industry. Cold card losses now exceed 115 million. Galaxy Research, figure still rising, potential 130 metaplus. Were 778.6, BTC swept from 8,600 plus addresses, 15 separate attackers confirmed. Separately, Trezor, 13,689 users via Shipmunk, and SafePal, 39,728 users via order tracking plugin, suffered data breaches. No keys compromised, but phishing risk is acute. Bitbox patched 2 severe firmware vulnerabilities. Memory corruption enabling arbitrary code execution. Silent payments address misdirection. No funds lost. Bitcoin only edition unaffected. Update to V9 Tyne 26.5 required. Public Bitcoin miners cut. Realized hash rate 13.4%, 368 EHS to 319 EHS, Q4 2025, Q2 2026, as AI HPC revenue surges. Core Scientific, 136.7 Panarts colocation versus 27.5 mining revenue in Q2. TerraWolf, 31.9 MI HPC versus 12.8 MI mining, hash price near multi-year lows at 30.6 PH day. Daily miner revenue down 39.5% YOY. MetaPlanet acquiring Wudge 96% of Nasdaq-listed Super League Enterprise to be renamed SuperPlanet, ticker Super, via 2100 BTC pool plus a 2.5 Meta cash contribution from existing treasury. Deal differentiator, own balance sheet BTC, no discount, 5-year lockup. Closes Q4 2026, SLE shares surged 43%, macro linkages, US-Iran Strait of Hormuz tensions drove BTC to 2-week lows near $62,500 on US airstrikes before a partial recovery to $65K as Trump confirmed the strait open. WTI settled 84 BBL. BTC's relief rally was muted. QCP Capital characterizes this as resilience, not momentum. 30-year Treasury yield hit 5.34%, a 19-year high, with BNY Mellon's Jeff Yu attributing the move to inflation risk premium and government borrowing. Bitcoin has not rallied on soft CPI PPI prints, CPI 3.4% YOY, PPI 12.7% YOY below 4.9% estimate, suggesting the inflation relief transmission channel to BTC is impaired in the current range. Fed held rates at 3.75% in July, with a historic 3 dissenter split favoring a hike. September hold odds 65-70% per CME FedWatch. Chair Warsh signals no tolerance for above-target inflation. Cleveland Fed's hammock still pushing for hikes. Standouts. Paul Tudor Jones reversed a year of IBIT selling, adding E109K shares in Q2. Modest in dollar terms, but notable as a directional signal from a macro inflation hedge advocate. DMND integrated mempool accelerator with Stratum V2, letting individual miners, not pools, collect transaction acceleration fees directly. First such revenue sharing arrangement. Kraken Crack Card launched a 2% cashback debit card spendable across 600 plus crypto assets, leveraging its Fed master account. Direct bid for consumer deposit capture. Chainalysis sued the US government over a 94.6 metans sole source ICE blockchain forensics contract awarded to TRM Labs without competitive bidding. Oral arguments, September 2nd. Antoine Riard proposed a conditional message transfer contract on delving Bitcoin to make Lightning channel jamming attacks costly via withhold fees. Novel cryptographic approach needs further analysis,